3. The Hunting of Man. There is no hunting like the hunting of man. Ernest Hemingway.
On the Blue Water.
Los Elijos, Durango, March 2005. The sun, soft and diffuse in the haze, comes up over the mountains on this Holy Thursday. Keller sits in the front of an unmarked SUV tucked into a stand of Morales pines on the edge of a ridge, fingers the trigger of the Sig Sauer he isn't supposed to have, and looks down into the narrow valley where the little village of Los Elijos, wedged between mountain peaks, just starts to appear through the mist. The thin mountain air is cold, and Keller shivers from the chill but also from fatigue. The convoy has driven all night up the narrow, twisting road, little more than a goat path, in the hope of arriving here unseen. Looking through binoculars, Keller sees that the village is still asleep, so no one has raised an alarm. Luis Aguilar shivers behind him. The two men don't like each other. The first meeting of the Barrera Coordinating Committee, held the day after Keller arrived in Mexico City, was inauspicious. "Let's have things clear between us," Aguilar said as soon as they sat down. "You are here to share your knowledge of the Barrera organization. You are not here to cultivate your own sources, take independent action, or do surveillance or any other intelligence gathering. I will not have another gringo wiping his boots on my turf. Do we understand each other?" Everything about Luis Aguilar had an edge to it, from his aquiline nose to the press of his trousers to his words. "We have resources of our own," Keller answered. "Satellite surveillance, cell phone intercepts, computer hacks, information developed in the States. I'll share them with you unless and until I see that intelligence leaked, then it's cut off and you and I don't know each other." Aguilar's sharp eyes got sharper.
"What are you trying to say?"
"I'm just getting things clear between us." As sharp as Aguilar was, Gerardo Vera was that smooth. He laughed and said, "Gently."